Hey boo, what's up family? It's your hostess with the mostest, DJ Bella Scratch. Welcome to another amazing edition of Bella Soul Fresh, Soul Unwrapped. This is the discussion portion of Bella Soul Fresh where we dive into matters of the heart and the soul. We get a little deeper in this portion. My guest today, it's a pair, they're a dynamic duo, they're a married couple, and I'm so excited to have them on the show, Cherie. She's a queen. She's also known as Angelina Cherie. She is a singer, songwriter, and a master violinist. She hails from Atlanta, Georgia, and she's outstanding. She has writing credits that you would not believe, hunty, but we're going to get into that later on in the show. She brought her husband along with her. You might have heard of him. He goes by the name of D Smoke, and he was one of the champions of Rhythm and Flow on Netflix. And he's just an all-around good guy. He's wise. You listen to his music and you listen to his lyricism, you already know what I'm talking about. I'm not juicing him up. He really is as dope as he sounds. Trust and believe. I'm really excited to have the two of you on the show. How's it going? Welcome to the show.
For sure. Blessings.
Talk to us a little bit about what it's like to be a couple in the industry. I want to know how it looks, how you're moving. And matter of fact, this particular couple has a single out as well. The single's called Candlelight. But first, I'm just very, very curious. What is it like to be a couple in the music industry?
If I could speak to it, I would say, one, I wouldn't consider us an industry couple. I don't know what industry means still, you know. And of course, I get what people, the way that people use it is to refer to the world of music, the business of music. But when you look at yourself and your movement as a business, it's like a ship, you know, and you're sailing. The industry is the whole ocean, but you can't worry about the whole ocean. You just got to navigate and make sure there are no holes in your ship and make sure that, you know, everything's sealed off. And you got a good, you know, good captain, good co-captain, you know. So we don't spend our time thinking about the entire industry. You know, it's more so what is our strategy? You know, what is our, you know, what's important to us, really?
Right on.
Because you got to know who you are and stick to that. So I wouldn't even consider us an industry couple, so to speak. It's just, you know, two people that are fully committed to each other. And happen to both do music. So, you know, for a long time we didn't do music together. You know, we even though we met on those terms, once we started dating, it was kind of like, let's hang out. I support you when you want to do it, you know, and vice versa. But it's never been about the music. So to have a moment where we are making and releasing and promoting music together, it's special because that's not the basis of our connection. And I don't think we plan on it being that. So we just want to share this moment with the world.
You know, I can appreciate your response. I think when I put it in terms of industry couple, I always think of the entertainment industry and the music industry as this like almost Wild West. There's always so much going on. There are blogs that are constantly talking. There's, you know, dramas that other people create to navigate. And then you've got business. And then you've got personal, you know, intermingled into all of that extraness that the industry tends to bring. So how do y'all navigate that, Cherie?
Yeah, I would say just to go off of what Dee said, I truly believe that our connection is started from outside of the music and us knowing each other and wanting to know each other personally and having that bond is what brought us to the point of saying, okay, this is how we want to be in our relationship. It was a place where we decided to build off of who we were in the inside, you know. Of course, like you said, music is what brought us together, But once we started hanging out and started learning about who each other was, it was like, okay, like the fit was just a beautiful fit. And for me, I just think that being able to make music together is a beautiful thing. But we, like you said, we just are in that place of like, we love to create. We have a studio in our home. We make music when we feel like it. We make beautiful instrumentals. We make, you know, all of those things. That's just a part of our get down on top of the hanging out and all those things. So, and that's how the song came about. We were just like, oh, let's just, you know, make some stuff, and it just kind of happened. But you know, it's just a beautiful thing to just make music together sometimes, and sometimes hang out. And I mean, we like you said, we're not really in tune with what everybody's got going on. And I think that's kind of we keep us sacred. We keep, you know, our business sacred, and you know, we share what we want the world to hear. And you know, so I think that's a beautiful part of it. So we make it what we want it to be and build from there.
My guests are Cherie and D Smoke. We are having a very robust conversation right now about what it's like to be in the entertainment music industry, or just live as a couple working day to day alongside your mate. We'll be back with this conversation here in just a moment. Let's go ahead and get back to the music.
Inglewood. Purple rain falling down on the prince of the coast where the sunshine. All year round. Purple haze over landscape, still I hydrate in the lunch line. With the smog and clouds, what? Start me out. This song's in the key of life, and love is in need of more. Young from Inglewood, barefoot on the cedar floor. If black music is the blood, then my heart has been beating more. Rapidly, happily, I look back on a Feeney Shakur. Her son paved the way, now all eyes on me. Cause I'm young, black, and gifted, Nina, all eyes gon' see. If you swung back when faced with a challenge that's meant to break you and balance scales, you ain't average, now throw your hands on three. Gon' put them up for black magic.
Black excellence, black habits, this black medicine. Everything black.
Black chucks, black chucks, everything.
Everything black.
Black hug, black love, everything.
Praise black Jesus, play black Moses. Give them flowers while they still give black roses. Everything black.
Black child, black bride, everything.
Everything black.
Black pride, black lives, everything. Skin noir, friends noir, here you are, black. Everything you need, better believe you are that. Skin noir, friends noir, here you are, black. Every time they hear this, they gon' say he made an anthem. Life ain't a panda, shit ain't black and white, it's a canvas. Spike Lee your dreams and Bruce Lee your tantrums. 2-3 that bull, then go Michael Jordan, go Samson. Knock down the walls around me, strong and dark and so handsome. Everything around me is shining dark and the time is divine. I found a spark when the clouds leak and the rain falling. I found peace. I'm black as the concrete, black as the street that's lined with the palm tree. I'm black as the night sky when you broken your radio, bacon just don't meet. Black as the bottom of Chuck Taylor's, black on some haters. Black as the burnt rubber hitting donuts in front of the store with 2 months later. They got stopped and the cops found a black burner underneath the seat on some Nat Turner. Black as the judge roll when the case closed, now your life on the back burner.
Black magic.
Black magic.
Black excellence.
Black excellence.
Black habits.
Black habits.
It's black medicine.
Yeah.
Everything black.
Black chucks, black chucks, everything.
Everything black.
Black hug, black love, everything.
Praise black Jesus.
Yeah.
Play black Moses. Give them flowers while they still give black roses. Everything black.
Black child, black bride, everything.
Everything black.
Black pride, black lives, everything. Skin noir, friends noir, here you are, black. Everything you need, better believe you are that. Skin noir, friends noir, here you are, black. Everything you need, better believe you are that, yeah. Mira negritos, puro amor pa' mis morenitos. Hice un giro, cambiando idioma. Huele palomas encima de rollercoaster, cae cerca de la playa, ocean view.
Black of the berry, the sweet of the juice. We dance in a soca too. Only fuck with few real to chill with us, build with us, or deal with us. Never pull the trigger aiming at another man, but real hitters still pick up the phone. I ain't on this mission alone. Used to dream of really stacking my funds. Now my window's just as black as my gun. I feel divine, it came on time. God never changes, ain't gon' lie. I lost faith and cried, then my faith revived. And as soon as I let go and surrendered to him my talents, this young king took off like go-go gadget. There go that black magic.
Black excellence, black habits, this black medicine. Everything black.
Black chucks, black chucks, everything.
Everything black.
Black hug, black love, everything.
Praise black Jesus, play black Moses. Give them flowers while they still give black roses. Everything black.
Black tie, black ride, everything.
Everything black.
Black pride, black lives, everything.
What's going on, family? You're listening to Bella Soul Fresh. I'm DJ Bella Scratch, your hostess with the mostest. We are in the midst of a robust conversation in a segment that I like to call Soul Unwrapped, because we are bearing our souls out here for you. I know these are things that you've dealt with, struggled with. Maybe you've had some friends or family that you've seen kind of go through what it's like to be in a relationship with someone that you work with. Well, I have an amazingly talented couple here to discuss how they navigate the intricacies and the delicacies of being in a relationship while being co-workers. Let's get back to that conversation. I've got D Smoke and Cherie. Even if a couple isn't a part of a creative industry, for example, it can be a challenge to go to work with your significant other and come home to your significant other. And what I got from Cherie is that it's a lifestyle for y'all and it's also fun, so you don't really view it that way, which I think is beautiful. But yeah, on the average, it seems like it would be a bit of a challenge sometimes to go to work and go sleep with the same person all the time.
Right. So so both of us prior to dating each other, we've dated people who were not musicians and so there's no rug to sweep things under when you work and go home to someone, right? So there are naturally conversations that have to be had that otherwise wouldn't. Right, I'd imagine that if I was in music and she was a kindergarten teacher, I would be like, "Hey, I'm going to the studio." She'd be like, "I'm going to work." Okay, I'll see you when you get back. And her account of what happened at work will be the version that I had, and vice versa. My account of what went down at the studio, on the tour, or whatever, is what would be had. Whereas you end up processing a lot. Right. So there are conversations about, what you want, when and knowing how to negotiate room, space, understandings, respect and certain rights, expectations. Those are real skills that you have to develop. And so it's like you become co-workers in the very business sense of the word, and you're navigating that additional element of feelings, because you want to say you completely take off the hat, like I'm not Daniel right now, I'm D Smoke and she's Cherie, right? But the hat never fully comes off, because we chose music because it's a passion. So if you do passion as your work, your emotions are naturally tied to it anyway. So you can't just completely be like, all right, I'm not in wife mode. Right. If we're on tour and I'm talking about the plan, right? And she has an idea, but if she poses the idea, you know, prior to me finish saying the plan, and I'm like, hold on one second, babe, right? And I keep going without explaining that pause and whatever, then I have to go have a separate conversation. That's like, babe, I didn't mean to, you know what I'm saying? I didn't mean to cut you off, but these are the things, you know, this is why I wanted to finish what I was saying prior to that. And this is something that happened on tour. And so, but that's a courtesy I wouldn't give to my assistant. I wouldn't tell my management team like, hey man, I don't want to hurt your feelings by cutting you off. Because there are certain understandings that we have where it's like, hey, he's speaking, let him finish. Period.
Right.
And you know, and there's a clear need and appreciation for leadership of that way, of that kind of power, because otherwise the challenge at hand a lot of times is bigger than people's feelings and there's not room for it. But moving with your wife, you know, that additional attention to detail helps, and I believe it's appreciated when it's there, you know. And as a man, that's the tax, you know what I'm saying? That's the cross of wearing dual roles at the same time, because as a business person, I'm, you know what I'm saying, you know, whatever people view D Smoke to be, I think Daniel's way worse, you know. You know, like, and this is given my experience as a teacher, being up against 30 students at once and all that stuff. So those are the inherent things that we have to navigate. But the beauty of it is our experience lends to that. You know, she was a teacher at one point. She was, you know, they don't know she was a social worker, you know. And so those communication skills you learn in those capacities, they really come into play. Otherwise, you just missing it and not putting forth that extra effort.
You're really cultivating D Smoke in your position, you know, affirming your leadership, but between the two of you, mutual respect.
Yes. Absolutely. Yep. Yep. And that's really appreciated. And also, most of the time, we love to support each other. Like we do well when he's like, hey, okay, you know, we talk about what we have to do in the weeks, and say, okay, cool. Well, I'm gonna hold it down while you handle this, you know, and vice versa. You know, if he's got something to do, if he's got a show or a studio, or you know, needed to get in his, you know, album mode or whatever, I'm like, okay, cool, I got you. I'll make sure, you know, I handle stuff at the house or food, whatever that is. And we both, like, you know, support each other, you know, and a lot of times it's like that as well, you know, that we understand what the task is at hand, what is happening musically, what is the focus, and we support each other on that. You know, whether if it's a D Smoke release or a Cherie release, he's helping me with that, I'm helping him with that. We have, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, not necessarily saying like on the team, but more so just the support of
whatever's needed.
Yeah.
Okay, I love that. I think it's dope. My guests are Cherie and D Smoke. They are a delightful married couple, newly married. We're loving, we're living for it. And they're talking about how they navigate being in a relationship while also being creatives, while also wearing their business hats. And we're all about this conversation. Stick around, because we got more coming up. First, let's go ahead and get back to some music.
On a Monday, you got me on the
What's going on, friends? You're listening to Bella's Soul Fresh. You're tuned in with your girl, DJ Bella Scratch. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. We are in the middle of a discussion on the portion of Soul Fresh that we like to call Soul Unwrapped. Why do we call it that? Because some of these conversations need to be had. It's soul bearing. And there's always nuggets of wisdom and truth that you're going to get out of these conversations. I have the lovely Cherie and D Smoke with me here today. We're talking about life and love and business and how you can make them all combine. Let's get back into this conversation. I'm curious how you guys work through things when you're both musicians in the entertainment industry. I'm sure you both have had to deal with groupies. Has that ever come up as an issue? And if so, how do you work through that? Now, real quick before you answer, just to give you some context, as an entertainer myself, I have found it so difficult to date anybody else in my industry or outside of my industry because it's very hard to walk around a person's feelings when it comes to the adoration that you get from other people. You know what I mean? Jealousy is a factor in a lot of relationships. So how do you navigate that?
Even since the beginning of our relationship, we've had open conversations about the realness of fame and females and you know, fans and those things, right? And I feel like there's been respect from, you know, from fans, like since he's, since he's made it known that, you know, we got married and things like that. There's been, you know, fan love, you know, like, oh, she's so beautiful. Hi, I'm a fan. You know, like, I love your music too. Or, you know, it does these things as well. And it hasn't been any like weirdness.
I wouldn't say any. You get girls that hate. You know what I'm saying?
That was when we were engaged. It wasn't when we were married.
I'm not talking about blatantly hate. I'm talking about like, so girls.
Yeah,
different.
We're engaged. There are people like, oh man, he was my husband. But when I saw you, I was like, oh, you know what? You know, somebody I met recently was like, oh, you know, I nice to meet you. I saw he was married and I was a little mad at first because he was my husband in my mind. But then when I saw you, I was like, oh, she's so beautiful. And I was like, oh, you know, if you married her, she got to be dope. And she's like, and you are, you know. So it's just like, it turned from Hayden to like love, like, oh, you know, because it's just, you know, they see it, you know. So right.
One, jealousy is, Jay-Z said jealousy is a weak emotion. But no, it's something. One, there's a concept or a phrase that I stole from the new show Bel Air on Peacock. Little plug, because they show me love, so I'm gonna plug them real quick. But they say radical honesty, you know, and that's something Aunt Viv and Uncle Phil do. And as soon as we heard that, we was like, oh, we gotta steal that. You know, because I want her to say the stuff that could possibly hurt my feelings. You know what I'm saying? Like, I dare her to say that. An interaction, and dare in a positive way, not I dare you and I'm gonna do something bad. Like, please. Like, say the shit that you really, really feel so we can have understandings and a type of openness and trust that is not based on, like, trust ain't just, I trust you won't make no mistakes. Trust is, I trust that as you're navigating it, mistakes and all, that your heart is in the right place, but you'll also share some stuff that might hurt my feelings if it's honest. That's trust. Like, I trust that you could be like, he was handsome. You know what I'm saying? And I might be like, hey man, you know, pause. No, I don't mean to disrespect nobody, but I can look at a dude and be like, you're right. I wouldn't disagree. I see why women will find him attractive. You know, and I'm not threatened by my wife because one, it takes a weird to be like, she don't think nobody look good but me. Like, man, you wild. Right?
Yo.
You wild. You wild.
Say
bro.
A letter for the Negroes in the back.
You wild. Please. You know? And I've been in relationships where I was jealous and I was cheated on. And the jealousy didn't keep me from being cheated on, and being cheated on didn't keep me from caring about that person. So once you weigh it all in, it's like, what's our goal at hand? And if we committed to it, let's skip the drama and have the conversations that allow us both to be human. And so when we started having conversations like that, where she could be like, oh my God, he was handsome, I'd be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, shoot, cool. Or if a girl walk, we got a saying like, if a girl walk by and she's pretty, we can acknowledge that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just that kind of openness that makes us be real friends, you know, and navigate that, you know. So it's, you know, because the jealousy will corrode something. And most of jealousy is based on illusions. It's like half of it is illusions of what you create in your mind based on truths that you know are there. It's true that you know your significant other finds other people attractive. There's no way in the world that's not true. The illusion is that in your mind, it's going different places. They might be doing all this stuff. And the reality is jealousy drives people to that stuff faster than trust does. Trust gives somebody a place to call home and come home to, you know. So it's just, but it's work, you know what I'm saying? And most people ain't with the work. And but the beauty of it is it just makes you a whole better human being after you put the work in, you know. But again, it's a commitment every day, and you are negotiating that time. You know, there are difficult conversations. I heard Jay-Z say, you know, everybody say they want to be with Beyonce till she start talking like Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? Because Beyonce don't stutter when she say, I'm doing me right now. You know, she's earned that. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I'm being Beyonce, homie. I got an album to do. Go away, husband. And he'd probably be like, all right, boo, I'm gonna go hang with Blue Ivy. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's real. And so, and you got to have that kind of confidence to, it's like step up and fall back in the right time. Step up to the plate and hold it down in the areas that require it, and fall back when that person needs room to be their whole artistic self, you know. And so it's just, it's stuff people don't know about, really, you know, because conventional relationships, you'd be like, how was your day? It was cool. How was yours? It was cool. Let's eat. Let's put on a show. Repeat. You know what I'm saying? Then it's date night. But all the other stuff into, like, the challenges of sharing the same world, it requires you to be a whole different beast, you know?
You know, what we're discussing right now is exactly what I wanted. It's exactly what I needed. And I know there are so many people out here that needed to hear this conversation as well, because there's so much toxicity out here when you're dating, when you're in a relationship, when you're married to someone. And y'all just covered a whole gambit of marriage therapy.
Yeah.
With one answer. So I really, really appreciate that.
Of course. Pleasure. Thank you for having us, Bella. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. My brothers, I love you. I hate to know some of you treat us like Glovers. Black car revolt, maybe you can use Discover. Define yourself, do you feel the same way about your mother? Do you overlook our beauty, but you love it on all the others? Hope you teach your daughters all to stay away from suckers like yourself if you don't love yourself. I'm so southern, I was taught to feed a soul with or without hot ovens. Here's a plate, know your hate come from a black man's struggle. We all in the same shape, so I know I fit your puzzle. Either way, we got your back, we only pray you be our muscle. Strength in the times, we all overcome with trouble. Every day we pulling doubles for ourself and home. My mom and daddy taught me early on, protect your own. We never stop loving you, so turn your love back on. And I pray you feel the same way as that Tupac song. We ain't your f***s or your trophies are meant for pimping. Recognize a gift from God. Our way is a birthday or a Christmas to protect our lives. You gon' take it to the limit. Rib of our rib, do you still feel us in you?
We all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we break our women, do we hate our women? Now since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we break our women, do we hate our women?
I don't know where I would be if you weren't here with me. If you don't hear anybody else say it, please know you're appreciated. The way you walk, the way you talk so fine, and who you got to fill your mind. There ain't nobody better. Each and every one of you matters.
I present this conversation starter. Just picture a single mister trying to raise a daughter. Envision him planning summer trips, take her to raging waters. Challenges of July made his father afraid of August. Martyr he gladly be if presented with danger. And every scar that he could prevent was a gift to his angel. Mr. Incredible, she put him on pedestal, cause words of affirmation from her father were medical. Now picture that same hero deranged and calling her out her name. Talk is either a toxin, a tonic, monitor whether or not you serving elixirs or painting pictures of pain. Opposition protected, that coward sh**'s for lames. Listen. Because I got my game from a woman and my name from a woman, I'll be willing to change for a woman. I'll pull a couple strings for a woman. Go ahead and make it a fair exchange for a woman. Listen.
Women are gifted with the capacity to make something or nothing that's nothing short of miraculous.
Her love is a gift and that's likely right where her passion is. Her touch and a kiss can't be taken lightly. Let's rally for a woman.
I came from a woman, got a name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we break from our women, do
woman.
I know I wouldn't be nothing without you by my side. You have always been the savior. You're the closest thing to God. So I just wanna thank you for being so good to me. And I apologize for not always being what I'm supposed to be. I just wanted to write this letter. I promise I'm gonna do better.
I don't know where I would be if you weren't here with me. If you don't hear anybody else say it, please know you're appreciated. Where you walk, where you talk so fine, and who you gotta fill your mind. There ain't nobody better. Each and every one of you.
What's going on, family? You're listening to Bella Soul Fresh. I'm DJ Bella Scratch. I've got D Smoke and Cherie. Let's get back to that conversation. I did have another thing that I was curious about. This is a question for each one of you guys individually. Can you recall a moment in your career that you feel kind of jettisoned you to the place where you find yourself now?
I mean, people, the world would like to believe it was rhythm and flow, right? And rhythm and flow for sure catapulted me, right? But there's no such thing as me doing rhythm and flow and having that experience and presence and peace of mind and wisdom to navigate that whole thing, because it wasn't just about rapping. You know, it was producers, it was backstage moments, it was mad emotions, it was decisions you had to make in the studio on whether or not you was going to do what you think the judges felt or do you the whole way, you know. And so it's all the failures that I experienced along the way, you know, from being signed and being dropped and you know, having pub deals and having different managers and being promised something and that being broken, being independent, you know, selling CDs before streaming took over. Like, it's all of that stuff that had me step up on in front of cameras and not care if the judge's approval is what I got. Because once we was in front of the cameras, it's like, look, if we represent, then it's what, 100 million people that seen us go big, you know? And that's what that was. But of course, that was a big defining moment. And they, you know, I believe God orchestrated that along with, you know, John Legend and Jesse Collins and Netflix and T.I. Cardi and Chance. But I still think it was personally for me, you know, and so, yeah, that's my take on that.
For me, I was, I don't know if you know, but I was raised in ATL in Georgia. I went to school in the city, ATL, but I was raised in Georgia, and that really was a big part of like my starting off as an artist, and just I had a lot of support out there, you know, just as far as just building my fan base, you know, releasing my first project out there, my first two projects, and you know, having shows and having, you know, people just have me come out, and you know, it just was a place where I built a lot of relationships and a lot of, create a lot of music there and just realize, okay, this is what I want to do, you know? And so that's what gave me the courage to move to LA in 2019 and you know, pursue my dreams even further as an artist. So just, so I believe just kind of moving in Atlanta just kind of having that base there, that home base, and coming out to LA, because I was like, okay, you know what, I'm taking some faith and I'm just gonna come out here and I'm gonna, you know, really focus on releasing my music. And I ran into a songwriting opportunity, and that also kind of put me in a songwriting home. And so that kind of also catapulted my songwriting career to be able to work with more artists. And
tell them what you wrote.
Yes. I was able to write Positions by Ariana Grande with her and another writer. That song.
Okay. That song. Come with the credits.
Yes, that song came out as her first single before the whole album, and so that was a big. And it became number one on the charts, and so that was a record that I was a part of that got me into a publishing deal that kind of got me kind of just meeting a lot of people in the industry that was a part of other big songs that I got to work with to create other songs that put me in a position to get possible, you know, songs with other artists and songs on movies and TV, things like that I've been working on while putting out my project. And so just meeting those people that are like, hey, let me help you. Hey, let me help you. Hey, you know, that's been beautiful gems as well. And then from there, you know, just from more shows and being exposed to more people and going on tour with D and opening up just for different artists and different, you know, in Europe and different shows and things like that. And I think that Alicia, I know, I'll just give some names, but it was a great, I just feel like those things were all moments that really helped build fan base and people knowing, you know, what I do and what he does and, you know, yeah, those things.
So. Well, I want to say to you, sis, do not be afraid to name drop. Because when
I'm not that kind of person to just be like, oh, name drop, all these people. But yeah,
you worked on Positions, which is a humongous mainstream hit that so many people know. No, you need your accolades for that. And so I appreciate how your baby was right there with the scoop. Like, come on, baby, tell him about this. Get him. My guests are Cherie and D Smoke. What an amazing conversation we've been having about what it's like to be in the industry and to be in a relationship, a loving relationship, and how all of those finer points work together. This is Soul Unwrapped on Bella's Soul Fresh. We're going to play some more music, but we'll be back to the conversation shortly.
To me, and I'm just hoping I don't repeat history. Boy, I'm trying to meet your mama on a Sunday to make a lot of love on a Monday. You never need no one else, babe, 'cause I'll be switching the positions for you, cooking in the kitchen and up in the bedroom. I'm in the Olympics where I'm jumping through hoops. Know my love is under nothing I wouldn't do, that I won't do. Switching for perfect. You're too good to be true.
You're too good to be true.
But I get tired of running. Yeah, now I'm running with you. With you. 'Cause boy, I'm trying to meet your mama on a Sunday. Make a lot of love on a Monday. Never need no one else, babe. 'Cause I'll be switching the positions for you. Cooking in the kitchen and up in the bedroom. I'm in the Olympics where I'm jumping through hoops. Know my love is under nothing I wouldn't do, that I won't do. Switching for you. Cooking in the kitchen and up in the bedroom. I'm in the Olympics where I'm
But for you, I kinda want to. Cause you're down for me, and I'm down too. Yeah, I'm down too. Switching the positions for you. Do some shit that I usually don't do. But for you, I kinda want to. Cause you're down for me, and I'm down too. Switching the positions for you. Forget it, look at you up in the bedroom. I'm in the Olympics while I'm jumping through hoops. Know my love is something nothing I wouldn't do, that I won't do. Switching for you. Forget it, look at you up in the bedroom.
What's going on, friends? You're listening to Bella's Soul Fresh. You're tuned in with your girl, DJ Bella Scratch, the lovely Cherie, and D Smoke with me here today. We're talking about life and love and business and how you can make them all combine. Have you found yourself in your career writing music or creating things in order to try to trigger a hit or entertain judges, for example, or just come up? Or have you really tried to just stay true to your own personal artistry this entire time? I'm really curious about that. Have you had to compromise at all? Or
for me, no. I have been in situations where I had my first deal when I'm 30 now, but I had my first deal when I was like 21, 22, and they were trying to change me and trying to, you know, make me into, you know, something that I wasn't, and, you know, just wanted me to be more, you know, revealing, be more, my lyrics be more edgy and, you know, sexy type of lyrics, and they just wanted someone who had the talent to be, you know, a quick check. And I just was like, no, I want to explore my artistry and my musicianship and do it in a way that doesn't feel compromising to me. And yeah, so I left that deal. But yeah, I've come across opportunities that's wanted me to, you know, change myself to be in a different place. And I was like, no, I'm good. And so, yeah, that was it.
No, that's, and I can attest to seeing her stay true to herself in the studio. Like, I think when she goes in, she just want to make some beautiful music, you know. And it's like you listen to it and you close your eyes and see flowers and butterflies and stuff. It'd be nice, you know. And for me, I think you know, I'm competitive. So I do find myself in a place where I'm like, what's the biggest version of myself? You know, like, I'm not trying to step outside of me to make a hit. Like, you know, you're not going to catch me slipping, you know what I'm saying? But I'd be like, okay, if I step on the scene and I'm loud and I'm aggressive and I'm still true to me and I just summon or channel an energy of my own that redirects everybody's attention so that we have a big moment, whether it is a hit or some shit go viral or whatever that is, you know. I think as a business person, you know, I do invite those, you know, and I do, there are moments in the studio where I want that energy for myself or I feel that in my life, so I go in the studio to capture, you know. And so, but there are also moments where it's just like, this is for me, this is my therapy, and I'm gonna make what's on my soul, and I'm gonna just spill out my heart, and I got a lot of that, you know. And so that's why I do push myself, because it's a lot of stuff that's just like, oh, soon as I get my singles, this is the level that I kind of live on. Like, as soon as my singles are ready, I have a genius album, right? As soon as you get the singles, and the singles are the hard part, because it's like, the masses
that part
think different,
yeah,
than your truest self. You know what I'm saying? So I have plenty of the honest stuff, plenty of the beautiful musical orchestrated, you know what I'm saying, poetic stuff. It's just a matter of like, okay, we invite that, you know, that tribal energy of like, all right, we gonna call the ancestors out to stomp on us, you know what I'm saying? Like the energy they saw on Last Supper, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's like I told myself 3 nights before the taping of the final episode, we're stomping on the stage and with authority taking the title. And we did it literally and figuratively, right, from the choreography to how the energy we summoned. And that's something that I'd like to do in a studio as well. So, but without trying to figure out what other people do.
That's beautiful. I can hear a collective sigh of relief from a lot of artists out here that feel that they have to completely compromise.
Hell no.
Yeah. So you're making what you want to make, both of you are, but you're just strategic about how and when you release it.
Right, yeah. Absolutely.
And also, who are your people? Who are your people? Because there are people out there that are for you, that are waiting to hear what you have.
Yeah, try.
You just have to find them, you know, because I look at artists like Jacob Collier, and I look at artists like, you know, like Yeba and John Bellion, who is my favorite artist, and artists just that are just amazing, that when you say the name, you're like, who? But when you go to the shows, it's packed out. It is packed out every time, you know? So it's just, you just gotta know who your people are and know where they're at so that you can find them with your music.
I love that. Speaking of amazing music, Candlelight.
It's right out now.
Oh, cool playing.
It is out, and I can't wait for you guys to see it because there's a special edition in there, and can't wait for you guys to see it. It's going to be beautiful.
I'm a guest in this movement called Cherie's Art, you know, on this song in particular. We've worked together on several songs on her project, and but this is the one that I was like, okay. Well, one of a couple that I was like, okay, I actually want to speak on this one, you know. So I did produce this one, and the beat was, we started the beat on tour. And then, you know, kind of added all the instrumentation once I got home. On tour, I played the keys and I put the drums together. And then once I got home, I picked up the bass and played the bass on there, and that was kind of a key element in there, like, you know, the bass line and I hope that you're the one, you know. I wanted to summon the Andre 3000 vibes of, and it's a whole different bass line. It's, you would never know that it's inspired by that, but I just like how when bass lines are present and moving in the song, and then the chord progression, it suspends. If for people who understand music lingo, it's like the chord that I just like rest on is typically a passing chord. So instead of using it to get another place, I just let it sit in this kind of dark, interesting moment. But it's really, it worked. And so Candlelight is something special. You know, it's an evening song for
sure.
We're
gonna go ahead and play it now. So stick around. All right.
You got my mind. Call me, baby, one more time. It's something like a medicine. You're just my type. You got me right where you want me. Right where you want me. If it's temporary, I'm all up for everything. It took one conversation and the whole world's spinning now, and we gon' get it right under the candlelight.
To you.
with a metal can. I should have you arrested, criminal. With no permission, you picked up on my subliminals and made a move like you were supposed to do. Now it's me and you, still not quite sure what brought you here, but boy, I thought I got you here. I'm gonna make you need me.
You better believe me. You hear me?
Once upon a time in this cold world, a nigga fell in love with this cook girl. Well, looking for the one, I was smooth like Pearl. Nowadays I beat that drum like the Blue Group. Listen, once upon a time under full moon, cows were mooing, I was dog with the wolf. Now I'm lying, but to kind of tell the truth. And it's all because I got right next to you. Once upon a time in this cold world, a nigga fell in love with this cook girl. We're looking for the one, I was smooth like Pearl. Nowadays I beat that drum like the Blue Group. Once upon a time under full moon, cows were mooing, I was dog with the wolf. Now I'm lying, but to kind of tell the truth. And it's all because I got right next to you.
It's really been a pleasure to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for just taking the time, for being honest, for being candid, and for sharing so many nuggets of wisdom. Man, it was beautiful and brilliant.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. It's awesome. It's great.